VW, KN4 VWA. HXS, KN4 VWA. VWA, mobile.
Any mad Steve, they don't want to talk to you this morning, W2D, and I'm stationary.
But at my office building, they're working on my HVAC, and I was supposed to have been there at 10, but I got a cold, and I think I got it from a granddaughter, and my wife is going over to make sure that it's not COVID, so anyhow, it's always something, ain't it? So yeah, I'm supposed to be meeting them over there in a little bit. Unfortunately, they don't need me on site that fast to do what they need to do. Today they're restable.
Be back. I'm working with a computer technician online. Be back, W2T.
Roger, K4, VWA, standing by. But I just keep hanging around.
Oh, you like that bad penny. You keep turning up, huh? Well, I have with my internet service, which is through AT&T UVerse, I have something they call Connect Tech. It costs me a few extra dollars a month. But anytime I run into problems with either of my computers, all I got to do is call these people up and let them, and they dial in and try to fix the problem. Back the first part of this month, they solved my problem where my network wasn't working, where I couldn't talk across between computers between the laptop and the desktop through my network. Well, Windows, in their infinite wisdom, did an update first part of last week. And after that, I couldn't talk from my desktop to the laptop. Laptop would still connect to the desktop. So I got online with them last week, Wednesday, and they worked on it for about 4 hours. And all they did was, after I shut down the computers and then started back up, then I couldn't contact either way across the network. So now I've got them back this morning, and hopefully I've got the guy online that's the fellow that fixed it the first time, figured out what to do and fixed it, and he's probably the one that's on there now, and he can fix it up for me maybe.
But that's good. So, hey, what is your, what's your speed on that AT&T?
25 megabits.
Just enough to make reasonable streaming.
Yeah, I can watch. In fact, I sat here on the computer last night or early this morning before I went to bed and watched something on CBS that I get and something on Disney Channel, on the Disney network, that I subscribe to. And, sit here and run it, run it without a problem. Of course, if I've got everything up and running, both tablets, the phone, and both computers, sometimes it slows down a little bit, but most of the time, I get it runs fast enough to do it, and it runs good for Zoom, so that works too.
That's good. All right. And you don't ever encounter buffering when you're running all at the same time?
Every now and then, if I'm running a high definition movie or something on there, then but most of the time I don't. And, like I said, I've got their, mine says 24 megabits. That's what I pay for, but occasionally I'll get 26 or 27 out of it a lot of the time. So, and I don't pay the extra money for the going from 24 to 25, and they haven't got fiber optic out here yet. They're installing it out along this area out here, but they haven't got it installed far enough down to get it to my house yet.
Well, let me tell you something. They brought fiber optic in 3 years ago along Batesville Road out in front of my office building. Oh, yeah, we're going to offer you fiber optic. Fiber optic. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. AT&T, fiber optic. It's going to be greasy fast. Blah, 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 blah. Well, that's exactly what it was. As usual, AT&T, blah, 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 blah. We still don't have it. I gave up on AT&T several years ago. So, up here where I am, and up at Inman, we've got something called Windstream. And it's owned by Kinetic Communications. And I'm running about 20, about 25 when the load is heavy, and a lot of times it'll get up to about 28 or 30.
It's not available down here yet. The only thing down here right now where I am is AT&T, and the cable people have come down, put a cable, they put hung a new fiber optic cable to connect the two sections of telecable over here, spectrum that's in my neighborhood, connect them together. The cable is hanging on the telephone, on the power pole, right across from the end of my driveway, yet they're not offering to connect it to the other houses down through here that they rented in front of yet, so I can't get that. Now, if I can ever get that, I'll switch over to that, but, you know, it is what it is right now.
Good or not, you're going to run just about the same kind of reliability with the Spectrum folks as you do the AT&T. I don't care for either one of them. But in the meantime, at least you got some service down there, so I'm assuming that the AT&T is all that was available to you?
Yep, that's all that's available right now. And so I've got this guy, he's online to my, he's on my desktop unit now trying to connect to my thing. And he gets this nice, says, Windows cannot access rusty-laptop. So, oh, well. He'll have to figure out what he's doing, and when he gets on the laptop, he'll get a nice little notice that says, cannot connect to W2T. So, hey, anyway, let me get back over here. I'm trying to get some stuff ready to go in the mail here later, which I'll have to run up to the post office, but that's what it is. And you behave yourself out there, and hopefully what you got is just a cold. And I've had a couple problems with sinuses as the winter has started chugging in, so that's what my usual thing is. Talk to you later, Steve, KN4VWA, W2T.
Before you go, I know they probably did this on the initial outset, but, you know, when Microsoft does those updates, they revolve your IP settings and change it back to non-static. A lot of times you can eliminate some of that by changing your IPs to static.
Yep, I'm going to talk to the technician that's working on it right now about that before he finishes. So, yeah, I thought that's what they had done. That's what they were supposed to be doing the last time they worked on it. But I guess they, you know, it's what it is. I'll have to see what's going on and get them to figure it out, you know.
You know that old thing about repeat after me? It's a treat to dip your feet in the Mississippi mud when you get all upset and you repeat it 10 times. Well, just repeat after me. We love Windows updates. We love Windows updates. Later, guy. Try to have a good day. 73's KN4VWA clear.
I think you got something else other than a cold. W2T clear.
News, Steve, W4NG.
You, I need to call you on the cell phone right now. I'll be calling you in about 2 seconds.